This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And that's what everybody's talking about. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this little ship and to have you aboard as well. And speaking of not a little ship, but a very big one, a very big plane, a private plane, taking Brittany away from Russia. And it has been since Friday something that is on the minds of a lot of people. So the top U.S. hostage affairs official on Sunday reflected on some of the what happened with the prisoner swap that led to Brittany Griner's release, saying the WNBA star immediately thanked the crew, returning her to the U.S. She finally was able to get on the plane. Think about the last 10 months, what that's been like. Imagine trying to decompress. Imagine what that feeling would be like when you're trapped in Russia. And then you've basically been sentenced to the worst hell you can imagine. And the fact that finally something happens and the card is pulled. Unfortunately, it didn't help the other American because, of course, Putin was not going to do a two-for-one deal. A wicked, evil person, Viktor Pout, an arms dealer who Russia wanted back and was doing time in the U.S., was the swap that happened. But Paul Whelan was supposed to be part of that, and he wasn't part of it. So he didn't become part of that deal. But the fact is, getting her back was huge. It was huge. Here is a reporter briefly talking to her when she gets on a plane to get away from Russia and this nightmare, and this happened a couple of days ago because, of course, here she is back in the U.S., but this is what she had to say.
Do you know where I'm heading to?
No.
You fly back home?
To the U.S.
Okay. Everything will be fine.
All right, everything will be fine, and it is fine that she's back, certainly, but now it's about deciding what to do with that, what happens next. So after the 10 months, she is part of, as the Washington Post put it, a small club nobody wants to join, former detainees, right? But she will find those people that will help in readjusting back to whatever normal life is. Viktor Pout, who is, as I mentioned, one of the worst of the worst, and was part of the swap, was asked about Brittany, and he said he wished her the best of luck. They briefly passed each other in Abu Dhabi last week. So asked if Griner engaged with him in during the high-level exchange, the 55-year-old former arms trader said, yes, she did. I thought she was very positive towards me, right? There was a video of the pair that was blown around all over Russian state media on Thursday, and it doesn't really show them conversing or having any kind of comments. In the footage, she's flanked by three Russian men in suits, and Bout is accompanied by an American man in khakis. And they walk by each other on the tarmac before Bout embraces the Russian men, and Griner leaves with the American. So he did say in an interview, you know, about express support for Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, saying he believes Moscow should have launched military action sooner. I fully support it. If I had the opportunity and necessary skills, I would have volunteered. So he's saying the things he's supposed to say. And as for Griner, who's the two-time Olympic gold medalist, who was set to play in Russia during the WNBA offseason, arrested at that airport, remember, near Moscow in February. She was sentenced to 9.5 years in prison after bringing vape cartridges containing a very small amount of cannabis oil in her luggage, which is illegal in Russia. She said it was an honest mistake, and her lawyer said she had a prescription to treat chronic pain and other conditions. That is the biggest mistake, period, that happened that should have never, ever happened. But once it did, that was perfect for Putin. And for Bout, he was serving a 25-year sentence at a medium security prison in Illinois for conspiring to kill U.S. nationals and selling weapons to FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. When President Biden approved his release and commuted his sentence, the Kremlin had called for his release, calling his conviction unlawful, saying it was unlawful that that happened. But for Brittany Griner, she touched down in San Antonio Friday, ending that 12-month saga I mentioned that landed one of the world's best female basketball players right in the heart of U.S.-Russia relations, tensions, for sure. So this is still a very, very big deal. And what happens next and what this whole survival game is like and whether or not Paul Willihan gets out, we can only hope, but he didn't end up being part of the exchange because there is just absolutely no way Putin would do a 2-for-1. That was not going to happen. By the way, she did put on her sneakers and T-shirt and picked up a basketball Sunday for the first time in 10 months because she hasn't been able to do that. She's at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. That's where she was taken. No plans to leave at this point, just a little light workout for her. Will she return to the WNBA and her career with the Phoenix Mercury? I know a lot of people in Arizona were cheering for this to happen, and will she become part of that team? Who knows? If she wants to play, I bet they would have her back. But at this point, it's about that readjustment, that whole thing that you have to go through. And, you know, after what has happened and spending that 10 months there, I mean, when she was in Moscow, she spent most of her time, she was in jail. And there wasn't basketball playing time, right? Not at all. And it was scary thinking that there was a good chance, is this ever going to happen, or is she going to spend years in Russia? But it did happen, and so that's the good thing, and we'll see what happens moving forward. Arizona is in the news, not just because of what happened with her and will she go back and play in Phoenix, but how about Republican Arizona Governor Doug Ducey? Got some things in the mailbag about Ducey. He ordered shipping containers to be used as a border wall. Right? So work crews are erecting hundreds of double-stacked shipping containers topped by razor wire along some remote eastern boundaries with Mexico in a show of border enforcement, right, as he gets ready to leave office. So there are problems along that area that we have talked about before. What happens in the future after he puts these up? Who knows? Federal agencies have told Arizona the construction on U.S. land is unlawful and ordered it to halt. He responded by suing the feds over their objections, sending that dispute to court. We're throwing it to the other side. I'll meet you there.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. times. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The man cave. I want to say something here about going to New York. I just came back from New York City. You know, there's three big places that represent Christmas, and one of them is New York City because of the big tree at Rockefeller Center and people going to see the windows and coming from the Midwest and the South and all over the country to visit New York during that time. And since I grew up not too far from the area, you know, close to the area, you just don't really think about it, right? It's just like all of you, things that you sort of take for granted. But then when you go off and you haven't been there in a while and you come back, it's really kind of wild to see a different perspective. I will tell you this, if it is on your bucket list, go early in December. There were so many people. It goes to what we've talked about on the show, that people want to be out and they want to go and they want to be with family or friends or whoever, and they want to go and do because it still feels like we're coming out of the pandemic because you weren't traveling. So you saved your pennies and put them together. And I talked to a lot of people that was the situation. They were from all over the country. And of course I talked to a lot of people because it was crowded. It was crowded at Rockefeller Center where the tree is and where the lights are and St. Patrick's Cathedral and all of the things that people do that they want to take in and take selfies and other photos of, that kind of thing. I mean, it was like 10 deep right by that tree. So if it is on your list, just make sure you give yourself enough time. I will say the airports were fine in New York because the worst airports in the country, voted the worst airports in the country, are the three New York airports, which is Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK. And some of you wherever you're listening to me know, because you've had to travel through there to go other places, and for a myriad of reasons, delays, that kind of stuff especially, and then what happens coming in and out of the airport. But Orlando is having its own problems because they're saying they could run out of fuel. There was a worry they were going to be out of fuel on Sunday night. So that's the time when people travel in and out. Like, they take a long weekend, they have kids. Orlando Airport is all about the land of happiness and Disney and Universal and the parks. And people come from all over the country and all over the world to go to Orlando. So the FAA warned pilots that, hey, you know, Orlando International Airport is running low on fuel. So you can expect some hiccups maybe in the next couple of days. They put out an official notice about it, that they could continue to have supplies through about 7 o'clock on Tuesday. That's now the latest. So look at the timeline of that. And they're saying that airlines should be prepared to operate flights into the airport with enough fuel on board to fly back out. Can you imagine that? Because think about the turnarounds and the things that happen. Imagine you're getting on the plane. It's like, all right, just take your seat, throw your luggage above your head, and just sit down because we need to take off. Which, kind of in a different way, wasn't about fuel. It was about weather. When I was coming out of, and I flew with family out of, and I was with the hubs, the nephew, and the sister-in-law because my brother couldn't go. So we were out of Newark, and it was early in the morning, and when I was in line, a guy said to me, you know, they're trying to hustle us out of here as fast as possible because there could be some really bad weather in New York, and if we don't get out, we're going to have all kinds of delays and problems. And sure enough, they said that, get in line, get down, and no uncertain terms, let's just get on this plane, close these doors, and get out of here. And that's what they did. I mean, we left even actually a little bit early, which is a shocker. But in Orlando, if they're having fuel issues, that's a timing thing. Because what are you going to do? How much weather can you, you know, with the headwinds and where you're flying in from, and what can you do to, how much fuel can you carry? So airlines are responding. United issued a statement that some of the flights will be adding extra stops for refueling. So if you're on a flight, you might have an unexpected stop to make sure you get to your planned destination. And I would say if I'm on the plane and they're running low, you know, it's not like playing chicken with the car. Okay, if we have to land someplace else to refuel, fine. But wow, what an eye-opener, right? So travelers, they're even telling other travelers booked on Delta out of Orlando on Monday or Tuesday that they can move their flight to Friday or sooner without paying a change fee or fare difference. But you know what? Here was the problem. What park tickets do they have, or business or whatever it is that they're doing there, that they can make changes that aren't going to affect them economically when you're talking about places to stay and whatever and how you're trying to work that out? So, wow. Isn't that interesting? Because you rarely, rarely hear something like that. I mentioned about the governor, the Arizona governor, who's on his way out, but what he was doing, tired of, this has been his issue about illegal immigration and the problems that Arizona faces. And we've had people on in Arizona talking about some of those sparse areas and what people don't really realize. They have these things called rape trees where some of the coyotes who bring some of the people over, that will happen to some of the women coming in from Central America or from Mexico. And in great detail, we had somebody on describing things you didn't realize that often can happen. And the governor has always been concerned about actions on immigration, and especially once there was a changing of the guard at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because, of course, the Arizona governor's Republican, Ducey's Republican, and doesn't like the response of the Biden administration, what they've, you know, what they've decided to do or not do. And he keeps telling the world, look, this is a crisis. So we got to figure out something here. So shipping containers filling a 1,000-foot gap in the border wall with Mexico in an effort to stop some of the problems and throw that razor wire in to plug up the gaps. So that is not stopping. The containers are on federal land, and this is the back and forth legally of what's happening there. The shipping containers have been placed between the openings, and they had been earlier in the year, double-stacked metal crates about 22 feet high, and then they had the wire on the top. The Biden administration called on the governor in October to stop, but Arizona is saying, we're not moving the containers unless the White House is committed to filling the gaps with a different blockade. And it's called the Border Barrier Mission, right? So this has been happening. Keep stacking the crates along the border, even as I get ready to leave the governor's mansion in January, turning it over to Governor-elect Katie Hobbs, the Democrat. So what will she do? Will she tear down the work that's been done, keep it as is, wait to see what happens through the courts and the challenges? What will that, you know, what will that look like? And Ducey said there is a lack of urgency on border security, and we can't wait any longer because our Border Patrol and law enforcement would be better equipped to do their jobs and prevent cartels from exploiting the communities. That's part of what the barrier mission is about, too, is not getting all those drugs in and not letting the cartel get an even bigger foothold into Arizona and then obviously beyond Arizona. So this will be one to watch, how many containers get up, the amount that's needed, and then the wire there, and does that just sit? And does it act as a deterrent, or does that all get ripped out when Katie Hobbs takes over, and how does she handle that? How does she handle the problem of the avalanche of illegal immigration that is really tricky on Arizonans and on areas that are much more sparse? But even where there are the Border Patrol playing the cat and mouse game, getting people, sending them back, doing that whole thing. I mean, the dance has become still tough, no matter how many people we're talking about coming over. And how do you handle that, and what do you do with the resources? It's the same thing in parts of Texas. It's the same thing in parts of California. But really in Arizona, they have a pretty big stretch where it's very tough to catch some of the people that are coming over because it's so sparse, and there are other areas where the Border Patrol needs to focus their resources. Your thoughts on things from A to Z, including Harry and Meghan's tell-all on Netflix. Did anybody watch that, or did you watch Yellowstone? We're talking about it when we hit the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Canada's TC Energy said on Sunday it has not yet determined the cause of the Keystone Oil Pipeline leak last week in the U.S., while also not giving a timeline as to when the pipeline will resume operation. TC shut the pipeline after more than 14,000 barrels of crude oil spilled into a creek in Kansas on Wednesday, making it one of the largest U.S. crude spills in nearly a decade. A Libyan man accused of making the bomb that killed 270 people after it blew up, Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland in 1988, is now in custody in the U.S., Scottish and U.S. law enforcement officials said on Sunday. Abu Aguila Mohammed Masir Kir al-Marimi was taken into custody about 2 years after former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr first announced the U.S. had filed charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts on all kinds of things. You can do it 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and boom, that's how you're in. I love this one. I laughed out loud when I saw this. Max said, Kate Delaney, I could not believe, or maybe I could, that somebody would be so stupid as to be a police chief, put themselves in a golf cart, and decide they would go outside of the gates of their particular community and try to beat a traffic ticket. What kind of idiot is this O'Connor person that you speak of that I heard just the other week? Yeah, I hate to call someone an idiot, but yeah, there you go. Okay, I know more about this story because I talked to some people in Florida about it. So if you don't know the story, bear with me, everybody. Could this happen in your area? Would your chief of police do this? Now, that's a good job. She was the assistant police chief, and then she retired. But she had been on the force for 20 years. And the mayor of Tampa, instead of doing a nationwide search to fill that position, said she deserved it and really went to bat for this Mary O'Connor. So what happened was she went to go get some Greek food with her husband. They have a cart. They had a golf cart in their community. They get in the cart and it's not, they're going down the road. It's not, it doesn't, it's not road ready. Like, you have to have a license for that. You have to have a special plate. She didn't have that. So they were pulled over. And of course, they have a body cam, the cop that pulled them over. And she flashed her badge and asked to be let go from a traffic stop. So that's the first thing. Then they investigated, of course, Internal Affairs investigates the traffic stop involving her, and other things unravel. She is put on administrative leave after the footage taken from that stop last month revealed that she told the deputy she was hoping that you'll just let us go tonight and flash that badge. She was the passenger in the golf cart. Her husband was driving. They were pulled over because they didn't have that license plate tag that you have to have. Now, this is a new thing in some areas where people get golf carts and they drive on the road or kind of on the bike lane side of the road or wherever it is. But they're on the road in some areas. They're just on the road. So that's why they didn't have that tag. And there it was. How do you dispute it? It's on the footage. That's it. So she apologized to the deputy, gave him her business card, said, if you ever need anything, call me, seriously, after she asked him to let her go. And O'Connor and the deputy thanked each other for their service, and then they were allowed to leave. So then, of course, once they find that out, the mayor has to come out with a statement and saying that that's ethically wrong and unprofessional, and clearly this was terrible. It's unacceptable for any employee, especially a top law enforcement leader, to ask for special treatment because of their position. So here she had served the department for actually 22 years. She was an assistant chief. She retired in 2016, was pulled out of retirement for the job, and now she loses that job. Almost $200,000 job. Had to resign, really, basically, or she was forced to resign, or she would have just been fired. And she put that letter in saying, I got to mend relationships and whatever. And wow, it is a stupid, ridiculous mistake, a costly one, certainly, at that. Although she still has her pension, so she'll get like $80,000 in her pension, I think. So this one is from Bill, who is listening to us in the great state of Louisiana. Hi, Kate. I wanted to say I've heard you talk about what do we think is going to happen in the next presidential cycle. And we know that Trump announced, and you talked about DeSantis, and will Biden run on the Democratic side of things? I mean, can we ever really truly get back to having a president that I feel deserves to be sitting in that position as the true commander and leader of the free world? It could be a woman, by the way. I'm not discriminating. But I bet most Americans don't really care for Biden or Trump deep down this time around, no matter what team they say they're on, or even if they say they're an independent. What do you think? Oh, yeah, I've been talking about that. You know, CNBC just did a survey, and they asked if, their listeners, viewers, asked if President Biden or former President Donald Trump should run again for president. 61% of the public think Trump should not seek the presidency, compared with 30% who think he should. 70% say Biden should not run for a second term. 19 support a run. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. A poll is a poll, and a survey is a survey, but there is a reason, that they do these things, and companies make a gazillion dollars doing them because there's some accuracy to it. There is a formula. I'm sure you can find polls that are skewed a little bit differently, but it's not shocking to me. Right? I mean, look, what do we want? What do we want the people who represent us to take on? There's probably a long list for all of us, or at least a top five list. Number one for most would be inflation. Inflation. If you cannot survive, if you cannot barely get from paycheck to paycheck, and you see other things starting to happen, and then you worry about this, is there really going to be a recession and all of that? And it affects you. You have children. You have mouths to feed. If you're single, you have to figure it out. It's the same thing. Pay rent. mortgage, whatever it might be, because you're not part of the 1%. Even if you're doing well, it's separate to do well because when you're deep into inflation, what things cost. I mean, let's face it. So absolutely, it's not surprising to me. All right, this one comes to us from Renee, and Renee wants to know, what do I think about Meghan and Harry and Netflix and the fact that they're doing the, this deal and that they've had the first couple that have been released. Okay, so because I was curious, I'm not overly intrigued by the royals or completely bowled over, fascinated by the lives of celebrities. But people are. I mean, it's a huge selling point. There's a reason why there's a TMZ, and there's really a lot of paparazzi that make incredible, mind-blowing livings figuring out all the nasty things that they can possibly report on people. And the royals, of course, have mega scrutiny. Meghan Markle's an American, and, the things that have happened in her life, the things that she has gotten attacked for, all of that is, the whole idea is, okay, we're going to tell our side of the story. But Prince Harry and Meghan Markle also signed a $100 million deal with Netflix for this docuseries, supposedly, right? That's the agreement, somewhere in that ballpark. And naturally, because they're going to get enough people that are going to, why would Netflix do that? Because they're going to have enough people that are going to be intrigued and are going to watch it and try to, just be curious about it for whatever reason. And it just dropped on Thursday, and it showed, it's a 6-part series. And the whole idea was to get a look at what she faced and the decision to step away from the monarchy, from Harry and her, and what's happened in their life. And I can tell you, I just saw bits and pieces of it as I was falling asleep in a hotel room, and because it was on. And boy, that paparazzi, they will blind you with the look at screaming things out, look over here, and just, but that's part of the deal. I mean, that's part of what happens when you enter into this gilded cage, as one person called it. So anyway, bottom line is that's a pretty sweet deal if you think about it, to reveal the secrets. Will Netflix get its investment back? Do I care that they're giving their side of the story? No, we live in a free world, free country here. They're in America. They want to tell their story, they can tell their story. Does it affect the monarchy? Does it affect the British people and how they feel about King Charles or Camilla or anybody else connected to the royal family? Who knows and who cares is what I think. But I know they'll get ratings. I know they'll get ratings for sure. All right, then this one is from Sam I Am. Sam I Am. And Sam says, Kate, have you been watching any of the soccer? Because obviously the Americans are out of it, and I guess a lot of people have tuned out since the Americans failed to go any further in that round of 16. But are you curious as to what's going to happen? I'm, of course, curious as to what's going to happen. And no, am I over the top crazy concerned? No. I was just like most people in the States, and I wanted to see the Americans go a little bit further. And, of course, they didn't. And I guess I'm pulling for Argentina to maybe make it all the way through. We'll see.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
I'm in the man cave, aka Woman Cave. You can get my book, Invade the Man Cave, on Amazon. I mentioned this before. It's getting updated, so another version of it will be out. I'm excited about that. In the beginning of the year, that will happen as we get through the Super Bowl. So speaking of the Super Bowl, the road to the Super Bowl is pretty interesting, isn't it? You think about people who are gamblers. They must have taken pause thinking, oh, this could be an interesting game between the Texans and the Cowboys, but not that interesting. The Cowboys, 16.5-point favorite in that game. They nearly lost. Again, this is a crazy year. I had this discussion with the bro today. He said, you know what? These are all professionals, and anything on any given Sunday is possible. He's a rabid football fan, and we were watching one of the games. So now we have left on the board for your Arizona fans, the Cardinals hosting the Patriots, but already wrapped up from Sunday. The Ravens hang on, and they beat the Steelers 16-14. So, hey, they're 9-4. A win is a win, and that is the bottom line, even though I thought this game would be, when I looked at Pittsburgh, I thought, this would be a good game for the Steelers to make some noise, even though I think it's going to be tight. And it was absolutely a tight game, but it didn't finish the way that I thought it was going to finish. And the problem is injuries, right? Injuries are part of what happens here. And the injuries on both sides were pretty big injuries. So Pittsburgh has a final month where they could be playing out string, basically. I mean, they haven't had a losing season since 2003. But think about what's happened with the quarterback situation there. Ben Roethlisberger retires last year. Boom, that's it. Next, they're at Carolina. And they've won everything against Carolina in the last six meetings. But this is a different world that we live in football land. All right, the Bengals did beat the Browns 23-10. That seemed like that was going to happen, didn't it? You know, you've got Deshaun Watson as the quarterback in his second game back from his suspension. Joe Burrow really finding the rhythm. And he did enough offensively. He was kind of sloppy in the beginning, but he threw a couple of touchdown passes, and they ended up beating Cleveland 23-10. So that was the good news there. Watson was better than his first game out against his former team, but he did have a sloppy interception, and he seemed out of rhythm, I think, with a couple of receivers. The Cowboys game that I mentioned, if Cowboy fans were at Arlington Stadium, they had to be disappointed, AT&T Stadium, because you would think the Cowboys would just annihilate the Texans, but hardly. The Texans almost beat them. And the Texans at the end of the game easily could have wrapped it up, but they were so sloppy and inexperienced they didn't do it. So the Cowboys took advantage on a last-minute drive, and they beat the Texans 27-23. They are 10-2. And then you look at the Jags. What's happening here, Trevor Lawrence? 368 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. That's what happened in Nashville against the Titans. 36-22? What? Not a prediction I would have made either. The Vikings. What is going on with Kirk Cousins? I think he's singing, taking his shirt off, and dancing too much and celebrating at the end of the wins. The Lions picked him off, picked him apart at Ford Field. Boy, the fans are loving what's going on with the Lions. 34-23, the final score. Goff, 330 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. So the Lions pick up a much-needed win. The Bills and the Jets. In this one, the Bills came out when they needed to come out, basically, because nobody scored in the first quarter. The Bills, heading into the locker room, is the Bills leading 7-0, 20-12, the final there. I mean, listen to this line for Josh Allen. 10 of 47 on the ground, 1 touchdown, 147 passing yards, a touchdown. It was a weird game. This was not a weird game. The Philadelphia Eagles just smashed the Giants 48-22. Jalen Hurts was all world. 217 passing yards, a couple of touchdowns, and Sanders, one of his favorite targets, on the ground, 144 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Yeah, they're finding ways to do this offensively and defensively, too, and that's what really matters. Sometimes I don't give enough credit to the defense. The Chiefs are 10-3. They beat the Broncos 34-28. The Broncos are 3-10. Fans are booing them at Mile High. Just sick of it. Just tired of this. This is supposed to be the great new awesome era, but it has been anything but that. It hasn't been that at all. It's been a nightmare season, right? No nail biters, 0 nail biters, in fact. But now you're talking about the great Pat Mahomes too, right? And Mahomes made a couple of bad decisions, but the defense was there and they picked him up, and the Broncos came up short, and they lost a one score game for the seventh time this season under this rookie coach, Nathaniel Hackett. And it's five straight, eight consecutive AFC West games. It's a rough season, like I said, for them, to be sure. And you think about the quarterback situations there and what's going on. How many quarterbacks can the Broncos go through? They think they have their miracle person, and the miracle person turns out not to be that, even though they've won a Super Bowl. So Broncos host Arizona next Sunday. I mentioned that already. The Chiefs are at Houston next Sunday. We're going to run out of territory here because we're at that more beyond the halfway point. We're at the tail end of the season. You know, some pools have already wrapped up because of the unpredictability of everything. So speaking of former teams, a.k.a. Wilson's former team, the Seahawks taking on the Panthers, and the Panthers beat them 30-24 in Seattle. Yeah, Sam Darnold, 120 yards passing and a touchdown. The defense was there when they needed them to be, and the Seahawks couldn't get it done when they needed to. The 49ers smashed the Buccaneers 35-7. So Brock Purdy, again, starting rough but ending high, threw a couple of touchdown passes, ran for another score, and the defense especially stepped up. So Brady grew up in that Bay Area rooting for the 49ers. Wasn't a great homecoming for him. I mean, Purdy is Mr. Irrelevant. He was the final pick in this year's draft. Became the first quarterback ever to best Brady in his first start, which, of course, he got the post-game ball. You get the ball. But he responded after a couple of muffs in the beginning of the game. But they were out rolling throughout this entire thing. And the defense, was so there. And that made such a difference for them to hang in and be able to do what they could do. And they opened it up enough. And they, like I said, it was a no-contest game. Once again, the Buccaneers couldn't score. The Chargers beat the Dolphins 23-17 at SoFi Stadium. Charger fans were just geeked up because they needed this win, and they got it. And we started the week with the Rams on Thursday beating the Raiders 17-16. Flip a coin, my friends, because that's kind of how the NFL has rolled. All right, it's a wrap as far as the Man Cave is concerned. The music also means we've got to step aside from hour one. You can always send me your thoughts about the Man Cave, what's happening in the world, or anything else you feel like sending me. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.